Now, as public sector jobs continue to go, there is a parallel promise of reduced use of contractors and consultants in the public service. But running against the trend in non-core agencies, the police and NZTA, whose spending on outside help rose by almost 50%. Almost $250 million last financial year. Now, Phil Pennington has been looking at this. Good morning, Phil.
Morena Corrin.
50%. Quite a lot.
It is quite a lot, and $250 million, just shy of that. That's quite a lot too. Of course, what we've got here is, you know, in the public sector, cut every new day, another cut announced, 1,400 or so jobs on the block so far. Some more announcements today, I think, Ministry of Education, perhaps. Those are current cuts. These figures are dated. They are to the last year before the election, but the questions they raise are current. The questions are in the field, which is less seen, the more hidden side, which is the non-core. So there's 40 in the core. There's a whole lot more, maybe over 150 in the non-core, and there's some big spenders in there. And here we've got police and NZTA, and if they were going to be following the trend to cut, well, the contractor and consultant bill would be dropping. But it has been going through the roof. So police, $135 million last year. NZTA, $112 million.
What on?
Well, let's get to that. But just on, while I'm on a flow of what's rising, you know, put those two together, that's an extra $80 million. Now, you may remember Christopher Luxon said he's going to cut $400 million from this total bill. That's in the core. Well, just in the non-core, right next door to it, you've got this rise last year of $80 million. That's 20% of that $400 million gone, just like that. We wanted to ask the Minister, Nicola Willis, Public Service Minister and Finance, about that. She was en route to Washington and couldn't answer those questions. But essentially, she's got a problem of plug holes. One end of the bath, she is plugging this taxpayer money pouring out by cutting jobs in the public sector and the cut on consultants and contractors there, which we have yet to see, but those numbers will come out. But at the other side, at the other end, there's another hole, and this hole is pouring out when we look at NZTA and we look at police.
Yeah, coming back to that question, but I mean, it must be necessary work to have spent that much money on it.
Yeah, so the explanations here are the ones we have heard before, and it's a lot of it revolves around IT. And so here's your problem: is not only are they big spenders, not only is the spending getting bigger, but these two organisations and many others, they face huge IT upgrades coming. The police alone have got 19 IT projects on the go that, if you put them together, are worth $190 million. They don't have that expertise in-house. NZTA too are talking about projects that they have, like national ticketing, $1.3 billion. We learned yesterday that they're updating the safety cameras, the speed cameras. Guess how much that's costing?
No idea.
$130 million. Did not know that. Now, they need outside help. They do argue that they need to pull that in short term to get these things running. But the trouble is, this is a rolling maul of IT after IT after IT. And other ones, other big non-core, Te Whatu Ora, they face similar pressures, of course.
Technical budget question here, but is that, I mean, that sort of money, does that get included in the capital spending line?
It would have to be a bit blurry, wouldn't it? Yeah, but the thing was that the Public Service Commission said, hey, you need to rationalise this. This was 5 years ago when this got very controversial about MB spend. And they said, contractors and consultants, put it all together so the public can understand it. So that's what we're following here. But you're right, there's less visibility. So Te Whatu Ora, they've told us, actually, they are huge, but they are going the right way. And this is the first figure we've heard from them. And their figure is that they were at about $130 million in their first year. They're only 2 years old. Last year, they got that down to about $95 million. So that's going the right way. But they haven't got great data. They've admitted that. They're getting it better. But there's a lot of questions around that. They are making changes. The ministers have said to the non-core, you know, we know there's a core message to the core public service, cut these costs on contractors and consultants. The non-core has got that message too, but the police told their minister, well, we can't quantify it yet. When will we find that out? We don't know. But they have made changes. Te Whatu Ora and NZTA have both changed their policies on this, tighter contracts, crucially shorter contracts, like just a year long, and they have to get more sign-off if they're going to extend those. What we need to watch here for, aside from the IT, which is really big ticket and is probably the stubborn thing to move, is where they're using and plugging the gaps with recruitment agencies, which also comes under this. That's been a big bill that you would expect would go down. If that doesn't go down, then you've got a real problem, because you're cutting real employee jobs on the one hand while you're plugging the gaps with the recruitment agencies. a lot of water to go under the bridge. But because IT is such a challenge, I think a question as we get more visibility on where this is at now, because these are last year's figures, is this going to be a simple case of jobs go, IT grows? It could become that simple.
We're a price taker, though, aren't we, when it comes to IT projects globally? We don't have, New Zealand is not going to be able to, we don't have that bargaining ability.
No, and you see here the bills are going up, and also the ongoing operational spend on that is going up. There's a lot of software licensing fees because we're outsourcing more and more to the likes of Microsoft and Amazon to run this. They then charge back a licensing fee. Those licensing fees are going up. We've talked about that, how some smaller agencies are going, hey, we can't afford that, because typically they come in at a discount, but then in subsequent years it grows. So this IT bill is going to get bigger. And I'll be doing another story shortly about the core public sector. The bill there for IT upgrades, it's approaching $1 billion in a few years to come. Mm. That's what's coming down.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the current new government tries to deal with some of these issues. Thank you very much for your time. Phil Pennington,